on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has described the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly as a great in the world of motorsport. A man remains in hospital this evening after sustaining serious head injury during an assault in the Milford area yesterday evening. A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to make an appropriate offer to healthcare support workers to avoid tomorrow's industrial action. And a major cross-border project which aims to improve water quality in Lough Foyle and Carlingford Lough has been officially launched today in Derry. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Taoiseach has described the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly as a great in the world of motorsport. Councillor Kelly, a three-time winner of the Donegal International Rally, died on Sunday following a collision on the third day of this year's event. Leo Radker paid tribute to Manus Kelly in the Dáil this afternoon.
Somebody who was a phenomenal motorsportsman and must have been enormously proud to be elected to Donegal County Council for Letterkenny in the last few days, and I just wanted to add all of our condolences to your party on what must have been a very shocking piece of news in the last few days.
Also in the Dáil today, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said Councillor Kelly was an outstanding public representative.
First of all, Taoiseach, I acknowledge and accept your expressions of sympathy in relation to the shocking and timely passing of Manus Kelly, who would have been an outstanding public representative for us in the Letterkenny electoral area, and our thoughts are with his wife Bernie and family and friends.
Donegal County Council has opened a book of condolence in memory of Manus Kelly. Cathaoirleach Councillor Nicholas Crossan and Mayor of Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor John O'Donnell were the first to sign the book, which is now open at the Letterkenny Public Service Centre. A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to make an appropriate offer to healthcare support workers to avoid tomorrow's industrial action. Tomorrow's action will see 10,000 support staff across 38 hospitals and healthcare facilities engage in a 24-hour strike. The HSE says it is contacting patients whose appointments will be impacted by tomorrow's action. Deputy Pearce Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, is demanding that an offer be made as soon as possible.
Tisha, the next step is for your government to make an appropriate offer that is reasonable and engage back in the WRC process. The next step is for that to be done within the next hour so that we can ensure that patients who have scheduled appointments in our 38 hospitals and who are being cared for in other healthcare facilities are not disrupted.
Meanwhile, the Sale to Hospital Group say hospitals are continuing to put contingency plans in place in advance of tomorrow's industrial action. An estimated 700 staff at Letterkenny and Sligo University Hospitals will take part in the action. Donald Kavanagh has more.
In a statement, the Sale to Hospital Group says across each of its hospitals, patients whose procedures or appointments are being cancelled are being contacted directly. Cancellations are mostly in cases of inpatient elective procedures, scopes and day case procedures. Some outpatient clinics have also been cancelled, varying from hospital to hospital, but patients are being notified directly. If they don't hear from their hospital, they should attend their appointment as scheduled. Emergency departments will remain operational across the group, although patients can expect significant delays. Critical care areas such as ICU and HDU are functioning as normal. Chemotherapy treatment and dialysis will proceed as scheduled across the group. However, there will be reduced or very limited catering services for both patients and staff in some hospitals in the group. The Sale of the Hospital Group regrets the inconvenience for patients and will work to reschedule their appointments as quickly as possible.
The government will have €700 million to spend on new measures in October's budget if there's an orderly Brexit. There will be income tax cuts and a large increased spend on capital projects as the economy runs a surplus. But if there's a no-deal Brexit, those will be parked and the government will have to borrow money. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The summer economic statement highlights just how uncertain things are for the economy and how dependent it is on Brexit. On one hand, it warns of overheating if the economy keeps going as it is. On the other hand, a crash and a return to budget deficits is likely if there's a no-deal Brexit in October. So there's two plans. The good one that sees €700 million for the government to start new projects and a budget surplus. Minister Donoghue said what that would mean.
Then the resources are in place to deliver tax reform and reduction. Also meet and deliver a higher rate of current expenditure growth, the figures that we have here today.
Then there's the bad one, all hands on deck for a crash-out Brexit with people likely losing their jobs.
We will create the resources to ensure that those people keep their jobs, that those who don't or find themselves in a position of risk, that we will respond back to them, that we will help them.
With the UK's position still so uncertain, this announcement was far more a case of prudent Paschal than dangerous Donoghue, but it also highlights just how vulnerable Ireland's economy is to Brexit. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says a no-deal Brexit would be an act of economic self-harm. The former Labour leader's intervention came as Boris Johnson said the UK must leave the EU by October the 31st and ruled out another extension. Mr Brown says such a policy risks isolating Britain from the rest of the world.
We are facing a huge battle to stop a no-deal Brexit, not just because of the economics, because it tells us something about what kind of country we are to be, not to be hijacked by a version of patriotism that requires you to perform an act of economic self-harm on yourself to justify what it is to be British.
A man remains in hospital this evening after sustaining serious head injuries during an assault in Milford yesterday evening. The attack happened on the main street of the town at around 5:45. The victim was rushed to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment, where he remains at this time. Investigations into this serious assault are continuing and Garda Gráinne Doherty is urging anyone who may have any information to come forward.
This happened yesterday, actually, on the main street in Milford. A male was assaulted on the main street and he had to be taken by ambulance to Letterkenny Hospital, and he sustained quite a serious head injury as a result of this assault. Main Street, Milford, during the day, 5:45 p.m. actually it occurred at, so there's bound to have been plenty of traffic about or pedestrians at that stage of the evening. If anyone has any information that may assist with the investigation, then please call Milford Garda Station on 074 915 3060. Or again, the Garda Confidential line on 1-800-666-111. And you know, look, a small town like Milford, possibly the people there may know the guards. I know at home, I would know all the guards by name. Even growing up, you'd always know the guards. And they might not feel comfortable, you know, going into their local guard, or they might feel that their name will be mentioned. You know, if they don't even wish to ring the confidential line, even ring another Garda station, ring Letterkenny station on 9167100. Don't leave your name, leave whatever details you have that may assist, because as I said, this man sustained quite a serious head injury. You know, it's a serious matter we're dealing with here.
A major cross-border project which aims to improve water quality in Lough Foyle and Carlingford Lough has been officially launched today in Derry. Swell, the Shared Waters Enhancement and Lough's Legacy project, has been awarded €35 million in EU funding for enhanced wastewater treatment facilities on both sides of the border. Greg Hughes has more.
The four-year project will see the construction of new wastewater treatment works, as well as upgrades to sewerage networks on both sides of the border to address wastewater pollution. Northern Ireland Water says the project will involve working with Irish Water to improve wastewater treatment for an additional 10,000 people on a cross-border basis. The work being carried out under the Swell project will involve a total of 8 wastewater infrastructure upgrades, as well as catchment studies and ecosystem modelling. At the launch in Derry this afternoon, Housing and Local Government Minister Owen Murphy said, without safe and reliable water and wastewater infrastructure, social and economic development cannot happen. The Special European Programmes body says this is a testament to what can be achieved when two jurisdictions work together to address a common problem.
Pressure is mounting on the Children's Minister to meet with representatives of Lifeline Inishowen when they travel to Dublin tomorrow. A petition which has garnered almost 1,000 signatures is to be submitted to the Dáil, demanding that funding be reinstated to the facility. The domestic violence service, the only one of its kind outside Letterkenny, has been under threat of closure for 9 years due to a lack of funding. The petition has been described as a final attempt to maintain the service. Lifeline manager Mary Doherty is hoping for a face-to-face meeting with Minister Catherine Sapone.
You know, women and their children will suffer, and we don't want to see that happening. We don't want women to become another statistic in these horrible stories that we've been reading lately about violence and intimate partner violence towards, you know, women across the country.
Would you hope that Minister Zappone will meet with you personally tomorrow?
We would love that, you know. It would be great to just have a talk with her about the, you know, the bureaucracy really of what's happening, this bureaucracy that's killing us here, you know. TUSO say that they already award money to services in Donegal, but they don't seem to appreciate that Inis Sheoghain is so isolated and removed from these services, that asking women who are finding themselves in controlling relationships to make it to our round trip and keep it a secret, it's too much to ask. So if we could just explain to her that, yeah, you know, we just need you to award money to us up here as well, you know, it would be great, because it seems to be that they're trying to centralise services in the same way that they're trying to centralise all of our services. You know, we've gone from being citizens in a democracy to consumers in some sort of business, you know. Next thing, they'll be telling us we need to go to Sligo to access these services, you know. It's not good enough.
Investigations are continuing after equipment belonging to the Donegal Fire Service was stolen as they were attending the scene of a serious collision in the early hours of yesterday morning. The fire service was responding to a two-vehicle crash at Birch, and while there, a vital portable light bearing an identifying marker, Fire DL12, used to alert oncoming traffic, was taken. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Bunkrana Garda Station. Garda Grainne Doherty says it defies belief that someone could carry out such an act.
Between the 23rd and 24th, so the collision occurred on the 23rd, so of course the fire brigade responded. So they were there then at the scene between 10:30 p.m. on the 23rd, so Sunday night, and 1:30 a.m. on Monday morning, and they had a portable battery light, they had it out at the scene. It has an identifying marker on it which reads Fire DL12. It was stolen from the scene. I mean, you know, words escape you. I don't know, you know, somebody there in a capacity, you know, as an emergency service trying to help at the scene of an accident, and somebody steals some of their equipment. But look, possible it could be thrown in a ditch up the road, you know, it could have been discarded. So if anybody comes across this or has any information in relation to it, the inscription again reads Fire DL12. So any information on the matter should be directed to Bunkrana Garda Station on 9320540. And again, the confidential line, maybe if somebody has information on it and doesn't wish to speak to local Gardaí, is 1-800-666-111. I think it was just a battery-operated light, you know, a blue flashing light, yeah. And they had it, I believe, placed on top of a traffic cone. So it was just really, to alert on motorists that there was a scene there, you know, for their safety.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with the European Games in cycling, Ryan Mullen was just 1 second away from securing Ireland's first medal of this year's Games in Minsk. Mullen finished fourth in the men's time trial, less than a second behind third place Jan Bartra. Michael O'Loughlin was sixth in that race. Ireland could secure a couple of bronze medals this evening in the boxing ring. Regan Buckley faces Spain's Martin Molina in the quarterfinal of the men's light welterweight, while middleweight Michael Nevin has a quarterfinal with Serhat Güler of Turkey. James McGivern lost his last 16 bout at lunchtime against former European champion Hovhannes Bakov of Armenia. Jenny Egan placed fifth in her semi-final of the K1 500 metres in canoeing, but did so with a season's best and will compete in the B final. Ronan Foley set a new personal best in reaching the men's semi-final of the K1 1000 metres. Josh McGee and Paul Reynolds, they lost their latest match in the men's doubles in badminton. Chloe and Sam McGee, they lost their mixed doubles match against France, while Nat Wen suffered a defeat in a singles clash with Spain's Pablo Abian. Rachel Dara, she's in action very shortly, at about 10:50. She's up against Germany's Yvonne Lee. In Gaelic Games, well, as Ulster champions, Donegal are automatically involved in the Super 8. They're there along with the Leinster champions Dublin, Munster champions Kerry and Connacht champions Roscommon. They'll be joined by four teams from the qualifiers. Donegal and Kerry, they're in Group 1. They'll be joined by Galway and Meath, or the teams that defeat them in the round 4 of the qualifiers. Donegal begin their fixtures in those Super 8s in the first weekend. It's Saturday, July the 13th and Sunday, July the 14th. Donegal will be up against Meath or the round 3 winner. That game will take place in Ballybuffet. They'll be also in action on the weekend of Saturday the 20th of July and Sunday the 21st of July. They'll be playing Kerry and Croke Park, and they'll also be in action then on the first weekend in August. Elsewhere, Wexford's Aidan Nolan set to miss this weekend's Leinster hurling final with Kilkenny. Nolan was red carded late in Wexford's round robin draw with Kilkenny nearly a fortnight ago. The GAA's Central Hearings Committee has imposed a 2-match ban, meaning Nolan will also miss the subsequent All-Ireland semi-final or quarter-final. He has the option of going to the Central Appeals Committee. And the GAA have rejected a request from the Curragh's executive to change the throw-in time of Saturday's All-Ireland qualifier between Kildare and Tyrone. The match is set to get underway at St Conlon's Park in Newbridge at 5 o'clock, 20 minutes before the running of the Irish Derby at the redeveloped Curragh Racecourse. There's only 5 kilometres between the venues, and it's feared it may affect attendances at both fixtures. Curragh CEO Derek McGrath says it's an unfortunate clash, but he respects the GAA's decision. Meanwhile, in that horse racing event, Epsom hero Anthony Van Dyke, he heads Aidan O'Brien's 6 runners for the Dubai duty-free Irish Derby on Saturday evening. The Ballydoyle maestro will have a team of 6 for the feature race of the year at the refurbished County Kildare track. O'Brien's confirmed that Ryan Moore will partner Anthony Van Dyke rather than Epsom Derby winning jockey Seamy Heffernan. Moving on to soccer, and Chelsea have moved a step closer to appointing Frank Lampard as their new manager. Lampard's current club Derby have given the former Chelsea midfielder permission to speak with a Premier League club about the managerial vacancy. Chelsea are without a manager after Mauricio Sarri left for Serie A champions Juventus. Lampard has spent just 1 season as a manager but guided Derby to the Championship playoff final, where they're defeated by Aston Villa. The quarter-final lineup at the Women's World Cup will be completed this evening. Italy and China, they're just got underway in Montpellier, while Rennes hosts the meeting of Netherlands and Japan. That one gets underway at 8. In other news, former Liverpool midfielder Felipe Coutinho admits his future at Barcelona is uncertain. The Brazilian forward has been linked with PSG, Manchester United and Chelsea following a disappointing season at the Nou Camp. It could be used as a makeweight in a deal which would see Neymar return to Barcelona after 2 years in Paris. Barca have also been heavily linked with a move for Antoine Griezmann, but European football expert Graham Hunter says Lionel Messi has asked the Barcelona board to prioritise a move for Neymar.
Your superstar Leo Messi says, I want Neymar back. And when you're the president of a club that still desperately needs Messi and has come nowhere near the point of saying, I wonder when Messi becomes a diminishing asset, because right now he patently is not. His season has been extraordinary. All the power is apparently in the hands of the club's playing leader, Messi, who said to Bartomeu, bring Neymar back. That's my petition. Bring him back.
And back to local action, Izzy Akinade has left Waterford FC by mutual agreement and returned to Nigeria. The 25-year-old striker scored 8 times in 49 appearances during his 2 years at the RSC. It leaves Waterford manager Alan Reynolds short of options up front, with loan spells of Aaron Drinan and Scott Twin recently coming to an end. And St Mirren have cancelled Saturday's friendly against boss Oran Kearney's old side Coleraine. Relations between the Scottish Premiership club's manager and chairman are strained over his weekly trips home to Ballymoney. Kearney has been heavily linked with a return to Coleraine, who are without a boss. And finally, for this evening in motorsport, Craig Breen set to return to the World Rally Championship in August. Breen, who lost his place with Citroën at the end of last season, will be Hyundai's third driver for the Rally of Finland, with Paul Nagel as his co-driver. The 29-year-old has been inside the top 5 in the last 3 rallies of Finland. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here on Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Donegal County Councillor claims landlords' unwillingness to accept HAP payments is forcing people into homelessness. Councillor Micheál Colmogill Osburgh, in raising the issue, says there is already a severe shortage of housing, and coupled with what he says is the illegal actions of private landlords, it's deepening the crisis. A new report by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has found that there is systemic discrimination in the Irish rental market against people in receipt of housing welfare payments. Councillor McGill Osbeck says it's unacceptable that people are being left without a home.
By not accepting HAP, we're putting more pressure on people, we're putting people homeless, and granted the responsibility shouldn't be with the private sector, it should be with the state, but until that there is resolved, people need to be homed, and by not accepting HAP, it's an absolute disgrace, and it's putting more pressure on individuals, on families, by not having a home. So again, I would appeal to people, abide by the law in relation to housing and the HAP payment, and to accept it, because technically it's illegal not to accept it.
A lot of privacy concerns will need to be addressed ahead of the introduction of body cams for Gardaí. That's the view of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties after the government today backed the move. New legislation will have to be drawn up to facilitate the measure. The ICCL have been invited to consult with the government on the new law. Executive Director of the organisation, Liam Herrick, says key issues need to be addressed.
However, there are a lot of very significant privacy concerns that will need to be addressed here. Questions about who will retain this data, how it can be accessed and controlled, the need for penalties if cameras were turned off, and indeed penalties if the personal data is accessed inappropriately or misused.
For weather now, some isolated showers developing this evening, warm and humid with highest temperatures of 19 to 23 degrees in light northeasterly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach has described the late Fianna Fáil councillor Manus Kelly as a great in the world of motorsport, while Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said councillor Kelly was an outstanding public representative. A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to make an appropriate offer to healthcare support workers to avoid tomorrow's industrial action. However, the Sale to Hospital Group say hospitals are continuing to put contingency plans in place in advance of tomorrow's industrial action. A man remains in hospital this evening after sustaining serious head injuries during an assault in Milford yesterday evening. The attack happened on the main street of the town at around 5:45. And a major cross-border project which aims to improve water quality in Lough Foyle and Carlingford Lough has been officially launched today in Derry. Swell, the Shared Waters Enhancement and Lough's Legacy Project, has been awarded €35 million in EU funding for enhanced wastewater treatment facilities on both sides of the border. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 25th of June. The death has taken place of Joseph McCarran, late of Doon Cooldaff. Removal from Collins' funeral premises this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his nephew Patrick and Nora Collins' residence at Letcher Cooldaff. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary Casey, Eden Nuttall, Crossroads, Killigordon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorer, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Alec McNulty, 158A Ernie Road, Claddy. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Manus Mandy Kelly, Drumaconu, Church Hill. Manus's remains are reposing at his home at Drumaconu, Church Hill. Funeral Mass in St Columba's Church, Glen Swilly at 12 noon on Thursday, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to a charity to be confirmed. And the death has occurred of Lynn Maudit, Lisnannan Court, Letterkenny, formerly of Southampton, England. Her remains will repose at Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield Rafoe, this evening, where respects may be paid from 6pm to 8pm. Private cremation on Thursday in Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors.